Joined today with my daughter, Bailey, who just turned 16 and is getting ready to start her apprenticeship here with us, as well as Alexis is here with me today, too. We're going to talk about Bailey's apprenticeship and the M-Face.
Woo!
Hey, Bailey.
Hi, Mom.
So, you've been working at Smart Skin for how long now?
A little over a year. I started working around Christmas time when I was about 14, basically 15. Mm-hmm. So since then.
Yeah. So you've been doing like every other weekend and then during the summers and holidays. But this summer you've been here pretty much full time.
Working basically every day during the week.
Mm-hmm. How's it going so far?
It's good. You know, every time I come in, it gets a lot easier just understanding everything, especially being here a lot more often than being here every other Saturday. Of course, there's still stuff that I have to work on, and I'm pretty excited to start working in the back so I can know both sides of Smart Skin, the front desk and the actual facial services.
It's so cute. I always will make contact with one of the other staff members when you're talking to a client about a service or a product. And as a mom, I feel that urgency to try to help you or explain for you or whatever, and I just have to stop myself and I listen, and we're always so impressed with your knowledge of the services and the products already. You've picked it up really quickly, so I'm super proud of you.
A little Lacey 2.0.
Oh, 2. Thank 0. You.
You are definitely a little carbon copy of me. I love it.
It's so funny because even her mannerisms while talking about the products, the exact verbiage that she uses is exactly how you are.
Well, in all fairness, she has been hearing me talk about Smart Skin her entire life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even if she wasn't working here yet, she still heard me talking about it. And she heard me talking about it with her Coco, my mom, Carmen. So she's been hearing this verbiage her whole life. So, she has to have picked it up a little bit along the way, even outside of working here.
It's a lot easier just for the fact that I've been around it for so long. Mm-hmm. It didn't take me that long to pick things up. But I am excited to start something new and learn more about it. And it'll be good, too. If I have any problems, I can always know how to work the front desk, and I know how everything works up front. It'll just be easier to know all aspects of all of it.
Yeah, it's good to know all of it. I started out in a treatment room, too. Not everybody knows that I'm a licensed esthetician, so in the past, if we've ever been behind or I needed to do a service, especially the people that didn't know me, they were are you just the front desk girl taking me back to do my treatment? What's going on here? And I was like, no, I'm a licensed esthetician too, I promise you.
Yeah, I heard someone come in for the M-Face yesterday, and I heard you go, I'm going to be hooking you up today. And she went, isn't it just my lucky day? Everyone likes to get a little one-on-one action with Lacey. Well, makes you feel special.
That's sweet. But I'm so excited for you to start your apprenticeship and learn the back of the house stuff. I think it really is. It makes such a big difference, especially, as you grow in this industry and you start moving on to different things, to have an appreciation and understanding of what they are doing in those treatment rooms and just knowing exactly what is going on back there. It helps you to speak more confidently about the treatments, too.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I'm glad to be able to know the backside of it as well, just so that when I am at front, I will know a little bit more of understanding of what's going on back there. And I feel like I will be able to communicate better with the front desk, too, just because I know what's going on in the back and the front. It'll probably be easier to communicate. I'm very excited. It's just the next step to learning more about Smart Skin for me.
Yeah. So tell me, what so far is your favorite service to talk about?
Or to get?
I really like talking about the Diamond Glow just because I've gotten it done and it's affected me personally. I know a lot more about it. It's one of the main services that I get every single time I get a service done. Mm-hmm. I love explaining it just because I like how it's like the Hydrafacial, but it's more advanced version. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people, that's what they struggle with the most, is blackheads and exfoliation. And it's just, so it comes so natural to me to describe how the Diamond Glow is.
Mm-hmm. And then what's your favorite skincare?
I love the Skinmedica foaming wash.
The purifying foaming
The
wash.
Purifying one. I love that one just because it's for acne. And I can use it basically every time I wash my face. Sometimes I'll wait a little bit. But it's one of my favorites just because it also matches so well with the Diamond Glow. It really helps get in any acne that I have, especially since I'm young and I'm, you know, puberty, all that stuff. It's coming for me. And it's helped a lot. I've never had really any acne problems before because I have been getting hydrofacials and Diamond Glow since I was like
12.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I have some friends, you know, they'll have problems with it. And I'm like, use this, girl.
It's everything like, I ever wanted as a kid was like a friend who like knew so much about skincare.
Yeah, they'll always ask me. They'll be like, Bailey, what should like let's go to Target. Like, what should I get? I'm like, I got you.
You're like, nothing from Target. I'm like, come to Smart Skin.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, I'll get you some samples. I'm like, you can try this out. You can borrow mine.
So having a younger sister, how has working at Smart Skin affected your relationship with her?
Well, she'll probably say I'm bossing her around, but she has, you know, Isabella, my sister, she just started all her puberty stuff, and so her face starting to break out. So when I'll see her, I'll be like, are you washing your face? Are you using your moisturizer? Are you using all this? She'll be like, Yeah. Like, she acts annoyed, but I know that she wants me to like, be like, you need to be consistent with it. Because she'll come down there and she'll be like, she'll come to my room. She'll be like, can you help me? Like, can I borrow your stuff? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I'm sure she'll thank me in the long run. She definitely will.
It is so funny, though, because Bailey will be like first to run up to get a facial. Like, yes, please, me. But Isabella, it's almost like you have to bribe her.
Yeah.
You have to be like, all right.
I think she just needs to get some more money into it. Yeah. I think the more I'll be like, you want to be consistent with it because you will thank me. Like, you're going to want to have pretty skin.
Yeah.
So I think she'll get into it more. She's, you know, she's going through her moments right now.
She's just kind of getting to know herself and trying to figure out, like, what she wants. But she does like getting the facials. Right. She does.
Yeah, after. She does.
Mm-hmm. No, she loves you, Alexis. She's always asking.
She's like, who's the girl that does my facial? I always see her.
She does. She gravitates towards you for sure.
Yeah, you also do basically all my stuff too. Yeah. I get my facials and then my hair removal and all that with you.
Oh yeah, we started on hair removal with Bailey a few months ago, and she has the problem of like razor bumps, razor burn after shaving.
Very sensitive under my arms to like many deodorants as well.
But like after a couple, like after two or three underneath her arm, she said that like just shaving like the leftover hairs, like it was even smoother.
Yeah, it was, especially under my arms. I've done a lot. I think I've done
like four or five.
Four or five, probably more. And the hair is just so much more thin. And it's like way less like irritation underneath. Mm-hmm. And then I do my bikini, but I have to do that one again. Mm-hmm. But there, after just one, you already see so much of a difference with like the thin of hair.
Yes. And like, it's just easier to shave.
It
off.
Is. It's so much easier.
Just poof, comes right off.
Gone.
I need to do like two more.
Yeah.
For my underarms and my bikini just to like finish it off. But it really does. It makes such a big difference in your quality of life.
It does.
I mean, like,
for like razor bumps as well too.
You're like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, we get ingrown hairs really easily.
Yeah, me too.
And just like razor burn, and now I don't have that at all. Like sometimes I even forget to shave, and I'm like, oh, whoops.
Okay, yeah, especially under the arms. Like sometimes, like it's so thin that I don't even see it. So I'm like, why do I need to shave it? If I can't see it, not my problem.
Right.
Not your out problem. Of sight, out of mind.
Yeah. That's so funny. So how's it been for you working at the front desk with clients? Do they always just look at you and say, oh my gosh, you have to be related to Lacey?
Yeah. I mean, I've been there a while. I have. They don't usually remember since I'm barely there every other Saturday, but it's always a thing they'll say. They'll always be like, you must be Lacey's daughter. I'm like, I am.
Or like, could you tell?
We'll be next to each other and be like, y'all have to be related. And I'm like, we are. And then like, I'll tell them my age and they won't even like believe it. They'll be like, oh, I thought you were like 20, 19. I was like, yeah, I mean, I'm pretty short, but I'm behind the desk, so they can't tell. But usually they don't expect me to be so young. Most of the time they don't know because I'm not going around, you know, being like, I'm 16, y'all, just turned 16. But
she's on the roads, watch out.
Yeah.
Watch out on the roads. But yeah, they usually don't know. I mean, it doesn't affect either way. I've never had a bad experience with a client being like, because of my age. I've never had that experience.
Yeah.
So well, are, I'm pretty glad.
You're pretty wise beyond your years. I think that you yeah. have picked
I mean,
up.
I know what I'm doing up there. They don't really need a reason why there should be a problem.
Yeah. So how many clients have been asking you guys about the M-Face, our brand new device from BTL?
A lot. Every single day.
Yeah. We'll get calls and texts.
I think the biggest thing is not only like the before and after, like the results from mm-hmm. the procedure, but we are like one of the only offices.
We are
in Alabama, right? Alabama,
Or just in Birmingham? Maybe more in the state, but definitely mm-hmm. not in this territory.
Right.
We're getting our advanced clinical training this Friday.
I'm so excited.
I'm so excited to go more in depth with the technology. Mm-hmm. I personally have done 3 of my 4 treatments. I'm behind getting my 4th one. I've just been traveling a lot, mm-hmm. been a little travel girl for work. So it's time to do my 4th one, definitely. But I can tell such a big difference. I feel like it. Even my trainer this morning was talking about how she feels like just the lymphatic drainage aspect of it, that my whole right. face looks smaller. I look like I've lost weight.
Mm-hmm. That's what my client was saying, is all of her clients, because she's a hairdresser, yeah. keep on telling her that she looks like she's lost weight.
It's made such a big difference in the definition of my jawline. I can see my cheekbones. I just feel like it's helped flush out some inflammation in my face, and that's one of the biggest differences that most everybody has been able to say with my results, is that I just look like I've lost weight.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what your client was saying yesterday. And everybody that we've treated so far are very happy with the results so right. far. And they all can tell a difference. Right. Like self-examination, they're like, yes, I can tell a difference.
And that's so hard to see.
Mm-hmm.
It just like off the... You know, looking in yourself in the mm-hmm. mirror.
Because you see yourself every day.
Actually looks different. Oh, yeah. This wrinkle is decreased. Or my jowls aren't as saggy as they used to be. Because that is like a huge thing that I'm seeing with it, is mm-hmm. the jowls.
Yeah.
The under the neck. Because people don't realize, if you tighten that mid face up, mm-hmm. like where your contour is, where your cheekbone is, and everything over there is tightened and plumped, mm-hmm. it is immediately lifting your jowls. And your submental yeah. underneath your chin. So, or what people call like double chin.
Yeah. So it's pretty remarkable. I mean, something that can give almost like a dermal filler and toxin type result without any needles or downtime.
Right. And it's the only and first ever machine to ever be able to do that. So.
Yeah. BTL is always disrupting the market with their technology. It's one of my favorite reasons for partnering with them, is that they don't copy other people. They are always coming out with brand new technology and advancing the market, and I love that so much.
Mm-hmm.
It gets me excited.
I mean, look at the Emcella. Like, I have never seen anything like the Emcella.
Oh, I know.
Ever.
Yeah.
Literally, you can sit on it completely clothed.
Yeah, and that's it been targets like your our public top floor. Too. Yeah. The Emcella and the M-Face. Like, yeah. We'll have a bunch a day, and they'll always just keep coming in too. When they mm-hmm. come back and rescheduling, it's always, if they've gotten it once, they will continue and be consistent with it. And yeah. it's crazy to see all the before and after pictures of just already seeing that difference. And right. I think they are noticing that, mm-hmm. and they can actually see the progress, and that's just...
And then you show them the pictures, and they're, like, yeah. even more blown away, because yeah. they could, like, by self-examination, like I was saying, be yeah. able to tell a difference. But then you do that side-by-side comparison, and even they are just like, oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Yeah. My client that we had posted on our Instagram, her before and after, when I showed her, she literally audibly gasped. She was like,
we all freaked
out.
Oh my
gosh.
We were like running through the halls like, oh my gosh.
It was so good.
This is incredible.
And like what people don't know is like that wasn't even after her full four sessions.
No.
Her entire, yeah. the treatments yeah. that she had, the package that she had bought prior, she only used three. That was after her fourth one, but not the results of the fourth because yeah. it was directly
It was immediately
after.
Post fourth treatment. So it was right. technically like after her third one.
Mm-hmm. So. And of course, the face is always a little bit pink afterwards because there is radio frequency in it. That's mm-hmm. what's actually tightening your skin. So yeah. with radio frequency comes heat. So it actually is a really, it's not a bad service to get either. It's you don't feel any pain
yeah,
or anything.
It's super easy.
You
can
just feel
do
a little
other
bit
treatment
of heat.
Same day too if you needed to.
Easily. Zero downtime. Non-invasive whatsoever.
Once we get our training on our Exxion, we'll be doing Exxion treatments or even the microneedling same day, like mm-hmm. immediately post-procedure.
And I'm super excited about that,
I
too.
I cannot wait to get our clinical training on the Exxion. It's multi-platform, mm-hmm. so it has the ultrasound radio frequency for the face and the body, as well as the vaginal rejuvenation for internal and external. Mm-hmm. And then it also has the microneedling with radio frequency, and then it has some kind of like super capacity to go even deeper into the skin without creating that thermal damage to the skin. So it's going to be a lot more comfortable as well.
That's crazy.
I know. So we have our didactic training on that Friday after next, mm-hmm. and then I think our hands-on training is like a week or two after that. So coming
excited.
Soon to a smart skin near you.
I feel like that's an every week kind of thing. We're mm-hmm. always bringing in the new goods for you guys.
I know.
But yeah, I've been super pleased with the M-Face results. And in case anybody did not know what M-Face is, it is high intensity facial electrical stimulation with radio frequency to also improve the skin tightening. So not only is it plumping out your muscles, but it is in your face, but it is also tightening the skin at the same time.
Yeah, so collagen stimulation as well as muscle stimulation. So it uses an M-Fez technology, which goes at a lower depth of penetration than the M-Sculpt Neo does because it's in your face, obviously. Mm-hmm. So it's perfectly safe to do over your forehead and your cheeks. It lifts those cheekbones up. It's going to lift your brows up without creating that down pull in between your brows because you don't want to look like a caveman. So it just uses radio frequency right there in the center of your forehead, and then it uses the M-Fez at the tail of the brows to lift that up. So they have put a lot of time, effort, energy, and research behind this treatment and the protocols before they ever release it to market, of course. And I'm really interested to see. I feel like potentially they're going to be offering something for the back bra fat area using the M-Face.
Oh, really?
Because the M-Sculpt Neo, those applicators go too deep right here by your major organs with your back bra fat area. But if they used these electrodes that they're using for the M-Face, you could easily achieve that result. So.
Interesting. That's always an area
there's
that
really,
ladies are wanting
Yeah, there's
to
really not anything else to work on muscle in that area.
Right.
I mean, you can do certain, like, skin tightening treatments, but there's not anything to work on the muscle right there, you know?
And results, you can see results are, like, extremely fast. It does kind of give you, like, that Cinderella, like, instant
the lifting,
effect.
Yeah.
But also it continues to change for 6 to 12 weeks after your last treatment as well, so...
Yeah.
It's not just, you know, day of, oh, this is the results. It's continuation of the results.
Right.
For weeks.
Yeah, so the results for the M-Face are actually proven to continue to advance up to a year.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, so it's once a week for the 4 weeks, unless you're 50 or 60, and then you would need 5 or 6. Best results are, you're going to see, you know, your main results about 90 days after that last treatment, and then it's just going to continue to improve up to a year from there. Most people want to maintain the results just to kind of like add more volume to it, maybe once a quarter or twice a year is what the recommendation is. So, and especially when layering that with our other facial services, with their membership, I mean, it's just going to take them to a whole nother level.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so another exciting thing is we are bringing on the new Hydrenity skincare line.
So excited.
I know, Alexis, you've been talking to a lot of your clients about...
Hypochlorous acid?
Yeah.
Oh, have I?
So, well, tell us a little bit about what about that excites you.
Well, I am very, if you know me, my clients know me, you know that I've struggled really bad with acne from like age 12, 11-ish until, I mean, I still struggle with it today. Not as bad, but hypochlorous acid is kind of, it's like kind of like used as a toner, or you can use it before or after makeup throughout the day, keep it in your gym bag, but it pretty much, it controls the pH level of your skin. I think it has the pH level of 4.5, which is pretty much exactly what you want your skin to be at. And it balances your skin. So, and it also kills all of the bacteria in your skin. It's micro and
antimicrobial.
Antimicrobial, right.
Yeah.
And it just kills all the bacteria in your skin. I've been using it for like literally a week now, and I can already like see so much difference with my blackheads and my skin. It's so crazy, and I'm not wearing any makeup today, but it's really changed my skin. Like the texture is so much better. The blackheads are better. The pore size is better. I feel like my skin is just cleaner. It feels very clean. It doesn't feel dry, and it doesn't feel oily, which is what it does, is it balances your pH. So it's not dry, it's not oily.
Right.
It's perfect.
It's like a new age toner.
Right.
You know?
And I love a spray.
I know. And the mister is so good. So elegant.
That just sounds so ridiculous for us to say.
I know, but a sprayer makes all the difference. And this mister on this bottle is
It's bougie.
It's yummy. I like it.
It's delicious.
It is.
and then it smells clean.
Yes, it does.
It has a very clean smell.
And so they also have two different HA products. One's for anti-aging, and one's going to be for an acne-prone or skin-compromised skin. Like if you have rosacea or acne-prone skin or anything like that, helps reduce the redness, as well as heat post-procedure. They're both post-procedure safe, and they help with the healing process as well. And it's something that you can use for... you know, as an extended use. It's not going to be just to use right after a procedure and then you stop and move to something else. This is something you can use every single day. So I've been using it for several weeks now. I love it.
Yeah.
Love, love, love it. I'm so excited to bring this brand in. I think that it's a very exciting up and coming skincare line, and they are going to be launching some new products to come along with it here shortly too.
Yeah, because they're kind of new, aren't they? How long have they been...
So they started out in regenerative medicine, and then they discovered their cosmetic benefits. And so then they got their FDA approval. So they are FDA approved. Nice. Not all skincare lines are. And they chose to be FDA approved because they wanted to be able to tell you the exact numbers and their formulations of things and then be held to a higher standard. So they've been around for a really long time. They just weren't in the aesthetic market. They were in the regenerative medicine side of things, which is where most, you know, aesthetic treatments come from that are, you know, medical grade, because they formulated them for something specific and then they found out a happy side effect. So then they market it to that side of things.
It's like retinol. It's like they got it. They started making it for acne.
Latisse was for glaucoma.
Oh, yeah.
And now they discovered that people's eyelashes were growing. So they were like, hey.
Yep.
And Botox. I mean, Botox was, you know, it's used in other areas of medicine as well. So.
Yeah, it's super cool. But I'm excited to use it, because the Hydrenity, because it just seems like there's something for everyone. Like, sometimes with brands, you have things that are, just anti-aging. Oh, just for oily skin. Well, what happens if you have dry skin and breakouts? It's like, what do I use then? So,
Hydrenity.
But I'm excited.
Yeah.
I always love a good product.
I'm excited too.
And it's really pretty packaging.
Yeah.
And it feels nice.
So, we've also been interviewing and shadowing lots of girls over the last several weeks, and we finally settled on two new girls.
I'm so excited.
They are amazing. So we really love to take our time when we hire new people, because mm-hmm. we do have a big staff and it has to be the right fit with everybody. And so we'll do some pretty in-depth interviews, and then we always make them do a shadowing process where they come in and spend a couple of hours just seeing the flow of how we operate, get to meet the staff, get to meet some of our clients. Mm-hmm. And then I very heavily rely on you guys to give me your feedback, because you can talk to somebody for 30 minutes to an hour in an interview and not really know that person. Mm-hmm. But once you've spent several hours with them and they're following you in the mm-hmm. treatment rooms and you're kind of getting to know them better, you all are going to be able to have the better judge of character as to whether or not they're going to be the right fit for us.
Right.
Yeah. And being up front, seeing the girl's shadow and watching everything, especially when we were looking for front desk stuff,
mm-hmm.
Being with them, you know, you're at a desk, so you're not moving around everywhere.
Right.
You're getting to know them. I feel like every girl that comes in, like, you just get to know more of their personality. And I feel like business-wise, it's a lot better connection to have with someone, having that personal, than just having straight to business. And especially when you know their personality, you know how they learn.
Mm-hmm.
You know how they figure stuff out and how they, like, need to figure stuff out.
Right.
It just makes it a lot easier with the process as well.
Yeah. So we're all really excited about these two new girls that mm-hmm. we're adding to the team. And they are both going to be here this Friday.
Yay.
For our clinical training. And then
I'm excited to have some more brunettes in yeah. the building.
Yeah.
There are two brunettes. Wow. Can you even believe it?
I know. And so it's so funny because most of our clients have been with us for years and years and years. And, you know, they see a new face and they're like, oh, my gosh, you're new here.
Oh, yeah.
But not everybody realizes, like, what all goes into our training process with our new hires.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
it's a very in-depth training procedure. Like, we have a lot of senior staff, those of you who are on the clinical training team. These girls have to get a treatment, give treatments. They have to understand the ins and outs, how to talk about it. They have to do these services over and over and over and over again. We have 24 different devices now, mm-hmm. and they have to get clinically trained and signed off by our training team on every single one of them mm-hmm. before they're ever allowed to touch a client. So I think that our training program for our new hires is, like, just top notch.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are fantastic trainers. I love to see the look in y'all's eyes when you get to start working with these girls and teaching them.
I love training.
It just fuels y'all's spirit, and I just love to see you guys be able to give back in that way.
Yeah.
And be able to teach other people. Like, you can't receive if you can't give.
Mm-hmm.
And so by you teaching others, it is, like, truly filling your soul.
Right.
And, like, with the training, to go back on that, we have a lot of clients come in and, you know, we have requests, so they like to be with certain people, and we can't always make that request because it's not guaranteed. So sometimes they'll get a new girl or someone they haven't been with before, and they'll be like, oh, like, I don't know, like, I'm not sure. And then they come out and they're immediately like, oh, I loved her, she was amazing, can you put me with her next time? Like, I think at first everyone's kind of like, oh, I don't know, she's new, she doesn't know everything. But they also don't understand the training process,
right,
and the hiring process of how much they go through mm-hmm. to be perfect for our clients.
Right.
And I think after they get with them, they realize, like, even though they haven't been here that long, they are, like everyone else, they are professionally trained.
Yeah. Yeah, they're all, I mean, every one of y'all are excellent providers. I mean, there's not anybody that I would not feel comfortable with, because if I didn't feel comfortable with you doing my own treatment or my own daughter's treatment, then you wouldn't be here.
Right.
My
favorite is when somebody asks me if I've ever done this before.
I'm like, never. No, you're my first.
Never. Thank you for letting me practice on you today.
Yeah. I don't think they realize, but I mean, they always come out and
yeah.
they're very whelming and
yeah. like, everyone excited. That we work with is great.
Yeah. Well, and yeah. I think it's so important too that people do see several of you guys, because, like, even though every one of you are incredible providers, you're going to see something that maybe Bailey doesn't, or Bailey's going to see something that you don't. And so to be able to get a broader perspective and a 360, you know, view of something is much better than just a 2D version of it. Mm-hmm. So if you can get multiple eyes on something, you're going to get a much better outcome.
Right.
So I think that it's really important for clients to be able to see a lot of different people.
Yeah.
Because we do have a lot of services, and, you know, sometimes you might, you know, not think about, oh, we should do this, to where somebody else has got a different experience in life, a different walk of life, and she might be like, oh my gosh, you should totally do this. This is amazing. My mm-hmm. client that I saw, you know, 2 months ago did it, and this is the result she got. And so yeah. I mean, I just
everyone
think it's
has
so good.
A different perspective.
We Absolutely. All recommend each other products.
Yeah.
Like all yeah. the time. Mm-hmm. Like if I'm having a breakout, Jennifer or Alyssa will come up to me, oh, have you tried this? Yeah. Oh, actually, I've kind of forgot about that.
Right.
So thank
exactly.
you for reminding
it's kind of
me.
Like yeah. How sometimes you yourself can't see a difference. If you're always seeing the same person over and over, it can kind of get to that point. And like everyone forgets about certain things before, and a lot of people can recommend different stuff. So I feel like reaching out and going to different people that are all doing the exact same thing, it can just benefit you in a lot of different ways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so too. And another thing that I think is so rewarding about having a bigger aesthetic provider team is that you guys help each other grow. Y'all teach mm-hmm. each other, you educate each other, you help each other to think outside of the box and to not just get stuck in a rut and to always be learning. And it would be a very difficult place to be if you were only in a team of one or two, because it's yes. not as many people to challenge you.
I could yeah. not imagine coming out of school and just like being an only esthetician. I know. Compared to what I know now, I knew absolutely nothing when yeah. I got yeah. out of school.
And there's so many opportunities as well too. Like if there's only a few estheticians, you wouldn't be able to learn front desk stuff. And mm-hmm. I feel like knowing all the aspects of everything just makes it so much easier to learn and like see new stuff in different perspective mm-hmm. of the well.
Yeah, like Ashton is, she's been with us for about a year now. She was on a non-compete with a different practice, and now she's able to start training in a room. And so she's going to have such a huge advantage because she's been talking about these services at the front desk
and
for
products.
A year. And the yeah. products, yeah.
And the prices on everything, because that's my Achilles heel, is yeah, like I'll be in the room and...
And like what
like, hold
we
please.
Have
I'm
in
like,
stock.
Hang on a second. That's a front yeah. desk issue.
That's what I'm pretty excited for, apprenticeship stuff too, that I already know all the front desk things. I know mm-hmm. about all the products and the services we have. And especially knowing where everything is as well. So say if I'm back with someone and I'm recommending a product and we don't have it in stock, I know exactly where to look to make sure that we do have that product. And then again with the prices as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we do have some sad news. We're so sad.
Don't start crying.
I'm gonna literally start crying.
It's not done till it's done.
Alyssa, our beloved, sweet Italian
sweet
stallion.
Little baby girl.
Little baby Alyssa. Little 7 pound. 8 ounce baby Alyssa. She is moving to Nashville.
Yeah.
Womp, womp, womp.
I know. I tell her every day, I'm like, you can change your mind. You could just stay here if you want to. And she was like, could. Or you could come with me. And I was like, we might.
We might. We might have to.
We're working on it.
We might have to. But mm-hmm. She's been at Smart Skin as long as I have. We mm-hmm. got hired like right around the like, same time.
We hired her while she was still in school at Body mm-hmm. Logic. And she was coming in after school and working front desk.
Which is crazy.
So she worked front desk until she graduated. And was doing her training during that time with us as well.
Mm-hmm. And so that's my work bestie.
Yeah.
And my real bestie. I love her. But she's going to Nashville. So everybody just like send your prayers and well wishes towards her. And
yeah, we've been working really hard to help her find a great job there in yeah. Nashville.
But I'm really excited for her, but sad for me.
I know.
Selfishly.
Well, her mom lives here still, so she'll have to come
yeah.
home and see us sometimes.
Yeah. And we all have a place to stay in Nashville now.
Yes, we do.
Bring my air mattress.
Play with her little kitty cats.
Playing with her kitty cats. It's a date. Honestly, it's super fun.
I know. But yeah, Alyssa will definitely be missed. That's why we've been interviewing for the past couple of weeks, trying to find somebody to
be my other work bestie.
Somehow take her little spot.
I know. It's such little. It's such tiny, theoretically tiny shoes to fill because she's tiny.
Tiny but big.
Tiny but big. But I think that the new girls are going to do really good.
Oh my
and
gosh,
Alyssa
yes.
did get a say-so, too.
She did.
She did get to put her in her two cents about them.
She
did. And she says that they are a perfect fit for me.
she trying to find Martini. You a new bestie.
Yes. She literally said, they have to go through me first.
That's so funny. Well, all right, girls. Well, I thank you both for being here with me today and talking about all the things with Bailey's apprenticeship, which we're super excited about, the M-Face, which M-Face. I cannot even begin to tell you what type of results we're getting with this. There's so much excitement around it. Mm-hmm. Our clients are loving it. We're getting lots of phone calls and great results from that. The Exion training coming up soon. And our new Hydrenity, our new staff members, and a sad goodbye to Alyssa.
Sad goodbye. I'm over here weeping, actually.
But until next time, thank you for joining us on today's episode of SmartCast.
See y'all.
Bye.